أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين. سيد ولد آدم أجمعين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد فإني أرحب بأبنائي وبناتي الذين حضروا هذا اللقاء المنظم من قبل المكتبة السلفية في برمنغهام من بريطانيا، وإنها لفرصة سعيدة أن نحدث هؤلاء في أمور نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعم بنفعها الجميع، سواء من كانوا حضروا أو يتابعون الحديث من خارج المكتبة السلفية عبر الإنترنت أو غير ذلك. وهذا اللقاء سنبدأه إن شاء الله بحديث مختصر حق هو ثاني الحق بعد حق الله سبحانه وتعالى، ألا وهو حق الوالدين. فحق الوالدين معاشر المسلمين والمسلمات جاء في القرآن الكريم بعد ذكر حقه بعد ذكر حق الله سبحانه وتعالى، قال تعالى: وقف ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا. وقال تعالى: واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا. وقال تعالى: أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير. في هذا الأمر كثيرة جدا، تستطيع سردها وقراءتها عليك. وكما حق الوالدين بعد حق الله في القرآن الكريم، كذلكم جاء في سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي أحاديث كثيرة، منها ما أخرجه الشيخان البخاري ومسلم قال: أي العمل أحب إلى الله؟ قال: الصلاة على وقتها. قلت: ثم أي؟ قال: بر الوالدين. الحديث. وجاء تعظيم حق الوالدين على ولدهما معظما تعظيم، وهو في حديث صحيح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا يجزي ولد والده إلا أن يجده مملوكا فيشتريه ويعتقه. وهذا معاشر السامعين من المسلمين والمسلمات أظنه مستحيلا في هذا العصر، ولكن على الولد أن يسدد ويقارب ويجتهد في الإحسان إلى والديه والديه والشفقة عليهما والحرص على إرضائهما في غير معصية الله. وإلى هنا ويترجم حكيم وإلى هنا ويترجم بلال بن أحمد أبو حكيم تلميذنا وصاحبنا، ثم نواصل في بر في حق الوالدين إن شاء الله تعالى.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. Our Sheikh, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and welcoming the brothers and greeting and sending salutations to the brothers, he mentions that indeed I send my salutations to my sons and my daughters who have present or who have been present there, whether it is there at the Maktaba Salafiyah or those who follow us by way of the internet, that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes our gathering one that is blessed, and that He makes the benefit that comes from it encompass all, whether it be those, as we mentioned, who are present or those who follow us by way of the internet. He mentioned that our hadith today and our address to you today is going to be around the second right that is upon a person after the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the haqq or the rights of our parents. Concerning the rights of the parents, there has occurred a number of texts where indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the rights of the parents after mentioning the rights of Himself, as occurs in the statement of Allah subhanahu, and Allah has decreed, or your Lord has decreed, that you should not worship except He, and that you should be dutiful to your parents. And it likewise has occurred in the statement of Allah, worship Allah and do not make shirk with Him, do not ascribe any partners with Him, with anything, and be good to your parents. And likewise, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, after Allah mentions that you should thank me and your parents, for indeed to us is your return. Yani to Allah is your return. So there are a number of verses that our Shaykh mentions are more numerous than for us to mention or to recite in one sitting. He similarly went on to say that there has occurred in the authentic Sunnah many ahadith around this most important topic. From them, that which is authentic and occurs in the Sahihain, Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was asked which action is more beloved to Allah, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam responded, it is salah upon its time. Yani that salah is performed upon its time, upon its earliest time. Then he said, and then what? So then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, and then being righteous to one's parents. And likewise, this affair of extolling the rights of the parents has occurred, ikhwan, in a great hadith, wherein the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, that a child will not carry out the rights of his parents, except, and he will not be able to do so, except that he finds him as a slave, and then he purchases him, and then frees him. And this, no doubt, is something, as our Sheikh mentioned, is relatively impossible in our time. But no doubt, the Muslim tries to come as close as possible to correctness, and as close as possible to being ardent over pleasing one's parents. تفضل شيخنا.
هذه معشر السامعين من المسلمين والمسلمات بعض النصوص التي أدركتم من خلالها عظم حق الوالدين، وأن برهما يذكر كثيرا بعد حق الله سبحانه وتعالى. ما شأن عقوق الوالدين؟ عقوق الوالدين هو ضد البر، وحنان وشفقة وعطف واجتهاد في خدمتهما وطاعتهما فيما هو من طاعة الله. وأما العقوق فهو عكس ذلك، وغلظة وسوء معاملة. فعقوق الوالدين جاء التحذير منه في كثير من أحاديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد التحذير من الشرك بالله، وذلكم دليل على أن عقوق الوالدين كبيرة عظيمة وجرم وإثم غليظ وقوي. أخرج الشيخان من حديث أبي بكرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ألا أنبئكم بأكبر الكبائر؟ قالوا: بلى يا رسول الله. قال: الشرك بالله وعقوق الوالدين وشهادة الزور. الحديث. فأنتم تدركون معاشر السامعين من المسلمين والمسلمات أن عقوق الوالدين جاء مذكورا بعد الشرك بالله، وهذا أعظم تحذير. وفي صحيح مسلم عن علي رضي الله عنه قال: حدثني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بأربع كلمات: لعن الله من ذبح لغير الله، لعن الله من لعن والديه. الحديث. فاللعن هو الطرد والإبعاد عن رحمته، وهذا الحديث صريح الدلالة على أن بلعنهما هو ثاني الملعونين، يعني ثاني المطرودين من رحمة الله. وهامنا تنبيه، وهو أن لعن الوالدين قد يكون مباشرا وقد يكون بواسطة. السؤال: ما بيان ذلك؟ لعن الوالدين المباشر توجيه اللعنة إليهما. كثير من الناس إذا غضب على أمه أو على أبيه لعنة، هذا لعن مباشر. وأما اللعن المباشر فقد فسره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بقوله: إن من أكبر الكبائر أن يسب الرجل قال: وكيف يسب الرجل أبويه يا رسول الله؟ قال: يسب الرجل فيسب أبا الرجل فيسب أبا، ويسب أمه فيسب أمه. والمعنى: يتسبب في لعن والديه أو شتمهما فيلعن أبا إنسان، يغضب على إنسان معين فيقول له مثلا: لعن الله أباك. وذاك يقابله بالمثل فيقول: لعن الله أباك أنت. وهكذا الأم. فهذا لعن وسب بواسطة. والمقصود معاشر السامعين من المسلمين والمسلمات البيان والنصح في أن نعامل والدينا بأحسن ما نستطيع من المعاملة، وأن نتجنب إذا هما أذيتهما، وأن نتجنب أذيتهما ولعل الله ييسر وقتا أوسع نتحدث فيه عن هذا الموضوع بالتفصيل. وستقوم المكتبة السلفية إن شاء الله بتنظيم محاضرة في ذلك، ونحن على استعداد إن شاء الله تعالى. وإلى هنا، ويترجم صاحبنا وتلميذنا أبو حكيم، ثم بعد ذلك نستقبل ما تيسر من أسئلتكم ونجيب عليها إن شاء الله تعالى. فتفضل، بارك الله فيك.
وفيكم شيخ. So our Shaykh Hafidhu al-Mawla wa Ra'ahu, he mentions that here we have mentioned some of the text by way of which you were able to recognize the tremendous nature of the rights of the parents, and the fact that being righteous to them and the command to be righteous to them has occurred in a number of authentic texts after the mention of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question here is, what is the status then of being disrespectful to our parents and undutiful to them? No doubt, uquq, which is to be undutiful to one's parents, is the opposite of birr, which is to be righteous to one's parents. And that is that one strives to be good to them, to be dutiful to them, to serve them and to be obedient to them. And uquq, or being undutiful to them, is its exact opposite. And that is that a person is undutiful to them, that he is coarse in regards to how he deals with them, disrespectful to them, has bad dealings with them, and all of that has been warned. We've been warned against it, just as we have been warned against shirk. And in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala couples the mention and the warning against being undutiful to our parents with the mention of committing shirk. That whenever we have a warning against shirk, or in many places rather, when we have a warning against shirk, we have that being coupled with a warning against being undutiful to our parents, and against this uquq that our sheikh has mentioned. And that highlights to us the great crime and the great sin of this affair of uquq al-walidain, or being undutiful to one's parents. There has occurred in a hadith in the Sahihain, in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, upon the authority of Abi Bakr, where in the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said, "Should I not inform you of the greatest of the kabair?" So they said, the companions, they said, yani the greatest of the major sins, the companions, they said, "Of course, O Messenger of Allah." So he said, "Ash-shirku billah," that a person commits shirk with Allah, ascribes a partner to Allah, and uququl walidain, and that a person is undutiful to one's parents. And then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, and it is to bear false testimony. So by way of these texts, we see that uquq al-walidain, or being undutiful to one's parents, it has occurred in the text after the mention and after the warning against shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, in Sahih Muslim, upon the authority of Ali radiallahu anhu, we have the statement of the Messenger, or the statement of Ali rather, who mentioned, "Haddathani Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam," that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed me and narrated to me four statements. He said, "May Allah curse the one who slaughters for other than Allah." And he said, "May Allah curse the one who curses his parents." As far as the term la'an, or that which is translated as the curse, it is a tard, or it is that one is distanced from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that has occurred, and that has come clear in this hadith rather, is the fact that the one who curses his parents, then he is the second to be cursed. Ya'ani, that when he curses his parents, that curse likewise falls upon him. And here there is a note that our sheikh pointed out. He mentioned that the cursing of one's parents may be something that is done and may occur directly, or it may occur indirectly. That when one curses one's parents, that occurs in one of two ways. It is either direct or is indirect. As far as it being direct, then it is that a person directs that curse to his parents directly. And that is, as occurs upon the tongues of many, that when they become angry, the first thing that they do is that they curse their parent. So they become angry with their parent and they curse them. And as far as that which is indirect, then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has clarified to us the intent behind that. As occurs in an authentic hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Should I not inform you of the greatest of the major sins? He said, it is that a person curses his parents. So the companions who were present, they said, and how does a person curse his parents, O Messenger of Allah? So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he curses the parents of another man, and thus that man curses his parents. And he curses the parents of a person, and thus that person curses the parents of that man. And so he mentions that our Shaykh Hafidhullah, he mentions that this is as, for example, a person argues with an individual, he becomes angry, and so he says, may Allah curse your father. And in response to that, that person says, and may Allah curse your father. And he said that this no doubt has in it this secondary manner of cursing one's own parents. And that likewise relates to one's mother, whether it is one's father or one's mother. So our Shaykh said that giving, or that which is correct by way of advice, is that we advise our parent, or the Afwan, that which is to be advised, is that we deal with our parents in the dunya in the best possible way, in the best way that we are able, and that we stay away from harming them in any way. And perhaps in a future gathering, in a future sitting, we'll discuss in more detail and go into further clarity concerning this most important topic. Sheikh said, I'm ready to deal with that if the brothers at the Maktaba arrange that lecture and arrange the topic. We're ready to go into more detail, further detail concerning this most important affair.